Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the one and only Don S. McClure, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night. It is 5:29, which means it's May 29th, 2015, 7 p.m. We have a great show for you tonight. So again, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And of course, it's going to be exciting on this Friday. And I want you to be happy and safe out there. And to everyone, I want you to be careful because there's a lot of rain going on. I keep thinking about 40 days and 40 nights. And, you know, I was thinking about building an ark, but I'm going to tell you that story a little bit later. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. Ooh, excuse me. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can by going to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. If you want to reach me on the telephone, you can dial 347-633-9376. And if you want to email me, you could reach me at don.mcclure@aol.com or don.s.mcclure@dsmpublications, where you will find all of my fascinating and wonderful books. I am on fire. I'm so excited. We have reached 80,175 listeners. Woo! That's a heck of a lot of people to be listening, man. I mean, I'm enjoying it. Yep. Woo! Well, thank you. Thank you. Oh, man, did I like that. Our show's topic tonight is the term proof positive. The term, as stated by the dictionary, is evidence considered to be final, absolute proof of the existence of something, conclusive proof, the facts that cannot be doubted. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you know where you're going, proof positive, if you've been doing whatever you're doing for a while and you've been becoming better and better at it. So again, I want you to lock that in your mind. So quit letting people ask you how it's doing, how it's going. It's proof positive when you keep building what you're building and you've gone from point A to point B to point C. So again, when you learn that you are proof positive, you don't have anything else to worry about. You can stop asking yourself. You can stop second-guessing yourself. And you can stop listening to all that foolishness out there, because that's all that that is. I want you to think about what we're talking about tonight, being proof positive in your life, finding your faith and direction in what you believe about the things you have chosen will become proof positive that you are on the right track. Man, I am so pumped up tonight. I had a chance to finish my new book. It's ready. And I need 15 sales by Sunday. So I want everybody to go on my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and order my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. Man, I'm going to start this show off with Charlie Wilson. Somebody loves you, because it's like proof positive that somebody loves me, my fans. Somebody loves me all over the world. I'm just such a sweetie beatie. And I want you to think about that. But I want you to start thinking about the term proof positive. Let's get to Charlie Wilson. My guy, I like him. Somebody loves you, baby. I'm going to sing this with him, too.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you? Superhero woman, you're so unbelievable. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. More than physical, the aura that I see around you, irresistible. Sexier than models, you are finer than in Vogue. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. Girl, don't it feel good?
Yes, I can sing. Oh, man, I like that Charlie Wilson. That's a track I used to play all the time, and I had to play it tonight. We're talking about the term proof positive. And I want you to think about that in your life. If you know for a fact that you've been doing all you can do and you're watching the fruits of your labor, then you don't have to prove anything to anybody, because that's proof positive that you've been doing what you do. You know, we had a meeting the other day, and I was looking at my board, and I didn't know I had been on the radio for 4 years, every Friday, with people listening to me all over the country since June 22nd, 2011. So that's proof positive that you must have a good show because you constantly keep growing. Or either that or everybody out there kind of crazy. Oh, man. But you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois. And the number is 347-633-9376. If you want to dial that number and listen in, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/the Don S. McClure Show. I want to send a shout out to my friend Sharon. She has a bridal service in Memphis, Tennessee. And this girl is a great stylist. So she can make your wedding look like the Taj Mahal. I mean, you can get the flowers, the island, whatever you need. So I want you to look that up. I'm going to get the name of her new company. She's going to be working on some great things. She's even going to be at the St. Jude FedEx Golf Classic. Now, you know, that's bad because I'm going to try to learn how to play me some golf myself. I'm just going to take those balls and be like Beggar Vance, and I'm going to boom, 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 knock them into somebody's window. Oh, man, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, the non-golf playing Don S. McClure. But you know what? I can shoot a bow and arrow. I mean, I can really shoot a bow and arrow for real. I might go hunt me some deer or some buffalo. Buffalo wings. Okay, all right, all right, all right. You're listening to my great show, and I am fired up, and yes, I'm drinking some red tea. We're going to get to our subject matter tonight. The term is called proof positive, and I want you to definitely look at your mirror, look inside yourself, and say, you know what? I'm not listening to no more nonsense. I'm proof positive because I like what I do and I see where I'm going. And that's the proof of things. When you know what? When you wake up in the morning and you got a great life, like I said, I just finished my brand new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And I want to see people go to my website and get that book. Tonight, I need 15 sales, and I'm going to be doing a book signing tomorrow in Hammond, Indiana, at the Hammond Public Library. And a friend of mine is going to be there. I'm going to send a shout out to him. His name is Yusef. We met in Indianapolis, Indiana, 3 years ago, and he's coming to the book signing with another new book that he has. So it's going to be on fire this weekend. Man, I'm going to drink so much wine and so much red tea, you're not going to be able to stop me. I'm moving on. Hey, let me play this track by Kelly Rowland, Daylight. Because I ain't coming in tonight until in the morning.
There's a conversation in the phone.
In. That's the whole point. With daylight come, I'm going to still be outside going to the book sign. Oh, man. I'm going to wear my dark glasses tomorrow so they don't see my blood red shot eyes. Listen, I want to send a shout out to Stacy Humphrey. She's the executive director for Prosperity Financial Services. And she's in Calumet Park, Illinois. So, again, I mean, there's a lot of great women out there doing great things. And so we need to salute them and support them as much as we can. And ladies, you also need to support the guys. Now, Father's Day is coming, and I don't want another goddarn tie if I get another time of scream. And I don't want no Fruit of the Loom underwear either. I think I got two pair already. That's enough. Oh, man, I know my priest going to write me on that one and say, Don, you can't say that on the radio. I just know he's going to Skype me today. Man, that's the best priest in the world, but he gets on my nerves. And I know my maid going to call and say, okay, Mr. McClure, you cannot talk about your underwear on the radio. She's back in Puerto Rico anyway. She don't know what I'm saying. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It's a Friday. It is the 29th, almost the last day of the month. Do you realize? June 1st will be 6 months. June 30th is my birthday. Yay! I like that. June 8th is my son's birthday in Memphis. Fine young man right there. He's growing up to be quite the young man. And again, I want to send a shout out to my family, to my friends, to my supporters, to everybody that just makes my show what it is. And like I said, get online and get that new book. I need as many orders as I can get because I am getting ready to go out to California. Okay, all right. Hey, I did get to see the movie last night. Well, actually, for a couple of nights. It's called Texas Rising, and it's about the Alamo and Davy Crockett and everybody. And I mean, it is really good. So if you get a chance on television, on the History Channel, watch Texas Rising. And you'll really, really like this one. This was really good. I'm going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we're going to talk more about the term proof positive, because I know you got a lot of positive things that you've been doing, and the proof is that you're still here, and you're still going on, and you're doing good. You're not isolated or desolated or whatever aided it is. Oh, man, I can't think of that. Anyway, I'm going to play this Mariah Carey PSA for the Heart Association. Back it up by Go Red for Women. Because I want you women to take care of your hearts out there. Because I got to send you a sweet kiss on your lips. Mwah, 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 mwah. Ooh, that's the ugliest kisses I ever heard of.
Did you know that every 34 seconds someone has a heart attack? Every 40 seconds, someone has a stroke. But it doesn't have to be that way. Every day there's hope. Join me and the American Heart Association and get serious about your heart and your health. If you're doing nothing, do something. If you're doing something, do more. Find healthy living solutions from the American Heart Association. My heart, my life. It's that simple.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body. Go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women,
and this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Donna McClure Show on a Friday, and it is almost 7:20. And again, I like when they do those PSAs because I want you to take care of yourself out there. That's important to me. I want you to live as long as I'm going to be around because actually, I'm going to build me an ark. I was talking to God the other day about the ark, and I said, well, what I got to have on there? I don't want two lemons and two oranges and two grapes. He said, Donna, you got to have animals on the thing. I said, where the heck am I supposed to get some animals from? I said, I'm going to have two birds, two koanas. He said, I'm going to get you, Don. I'm going to get you because there's something wrong with you. He said, I love you, but I'm going to get you. You're listening to the Donna McClure Show, the one and only. And the number is 347-633-9376. We are talking about the term proof positive. The term is stated by the dictionary. It's evidence considered to be final, absolute proof of the existence of something, conclusive proof, meaning that it's conclusive that you're an artist or you're a writer or you're a wedding planner or you're an architect or you're job searching. But the thing is, proof positive really means that you put some effort into something and you're seeing the fruits of your labor. The evidence taken to be final or absolute proof of the existence of something. When you reach your desired goals in your life, no matter if it is your dream career, love, business, or any of your true desires, you will have reached the state of proof positive. And no one should be able to convince you that your desires are not real in your eyes or the eyes of the world. Finding your faith and direction in what you believe about the things you have chosen will become proof positive that you are on the right track. Now, I want you to think about that. We all have hard times. Sometimes it gets really destitute. Sometimes you can't even figure out where you're going to get your next money from. Everything is due. It's all crashing in on you. But you have the faith that you're going to keep going on. You are going to make it because you've already made it. It's proof positive that you're still doing what you want to do and you're going after it. So to me, telling people every day, get past the thinking about when is it going to happen. It's happening already. Your question should be, how big is it going to grow? Because if you started it already, it's like walking. When you take that first step, you started the longest journey in a mile. It's the first step. After that, you do 10, 20, 30, or you go to kindergarten, then you go to elementary school, then you go to junior high in some cities, then you go to high school, then you go to college, then you graduate, you get your PhD, and the next thing you know, you're working at a hospital as the chief of staff. Dang. That's a lot of movement. But what I want you to think about, there's a friend of mine in Memphis that started a bottling company, and it used to be an old Coors Brewery, and she used to work for them. But then she turned around later on and got some financial backers, and she bought her first bottling company. And when you read all these great ideas, you know you're a great person. You just need to keep forging forward and keep believing that you can do these kind of things. I think that that's the most important thing. So forget the naysayers. Forget the ones that ain't talking about nothing. Forget about the people that's just saying, oh, my God, it's a bad world. You know what? Pick your head up and just say, you know what? It's a good world, and I'm going to do what I got to do. That's the whole key to moving forward. You're listening to the Donna McClure Show. Our theme tonight is the term proof positive and what that means to you. I'm going to play a track. I'm going to slow it down for a minute. I'm going to play a track by Heather Hadley and Lattimore, and it's called Love Will Find a Way. So, mwah, mwah, mwah. And I got to send a shout out to, and I hope I say her name right, Avalon Harris in California. That is a sweetie beatie. So again, I want you to enjoy the show and just keep thinking of all the great things in life that you're doing. And actually, it's Avalon. So I got to get the names right. Just like the governor of Puerto Rico, I never say her name right. Oh, man. Anyway, I got to send some more shouts out. And to my friend Dale, that's taking therapy. And to my friend in Oklahoma, who's doing quite well, even though Oklahoma's had a lot of rain. I mean, I got a lot of shouts to send out to people. It's a lot of good people out there. So let me get to this track. I think I'm going to play this track by Heather Hadley and Lattimore. Love Will Find a Way. I like that. That sounds so sweetie beatie. Oh, and it's dedicated to my sister, Pastor Yolanda Black. I just love my sister so.
Can have their world, we'll create our own. I may not be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret heart, I know love will find a way anywhere I go. I'm home if you. Like dark turning into day, somehow we'll come through. Now that I've found you, love will find a way.
I was so afraid. Now I realize. Love is never wrong, and so it never dies. There's a perfect world shining in your eyes, and if only they could feel it too, the happiness I feel within you, they know. We are there together, like dawn.
just cried all over my computer. That reminded me of a movie. Oh, man, something like The Prince and the Frog or something, or The Princess and the Dragon. Oh, man, can you imagine the guy? And when you come to me. I like that, man. That was just powerful. Oh, man, I'm getting in trouble tonight, and I don't care. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I just want to send a shout out to the CEO, president, founder of Mind Influence Attitude, Inc., a great organization in Chicago. His name is Anthony Stevens. And do you know, he has a girl that comes by and cleans up his house and stuff, for real. And he bought her some flowers. Oh! And he said, stop saying sweetie, beady. He said, can you come up with another term? And I said, yeah, what about bunky, bunky? He said, oh, my God, that's even worse. Well, I don't care. But I thought that was really nice of him. See, it is a lot of great people out there. And if you stop letting the small stuff and stop sweating the small stuff and start appreciating the good stuff, you'll live a lot longer. You'll be a lot happier. Man, I mean, you will just enjoy your life because you know what? You'll have more good than you have bad. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and my board is starting to light up with blue lights. And again, you can catch me every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 o'clock in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And I don't know what time it is in all them foreign countries where I am, but what the heck? I want to send a shout out to all of them over there in Africa and Spain and wherever they go. I got to send a shout out to my friend, Amaryllis Santiago. She has a new track out that I'm going to try to pick up next week, or at least she's working on a new album. So I'm going to try to get a couple of her tracks. I mean, we are really good friends on the East Coast, and she's got a really nice family. So, I mean, I just got a lot of nice people out there. So, again, I want you to think about where you are. I want you to think about the term proof positive. I got to send a shout out to my producer, JB Spirit, because without them, I couldn't do my show. So I want everybody to think about all the good stuff. And when you do look in the mirror and say, mwah, 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 I'm sending Don McClure a kiss on his cheek, on his forehead, on his fat head at that. Somebody asked me if my head gets any bigger, will I be able to get through the doors? I say, heck to the yeah. I'm going to play this track by my main man. It is 7:33. His name is Mr. Stevie Wonder. And when I come back, we're going to talk more about being proof positive. And I'm telling you, man, I am so excited because when I get to California, I am going to enjoy myself like nobody's business. I've never been to California, and I am so excited about going. So, again, I want everybody to get the beach shoes out or throw away all that old stuff, get your grass lawnmowers cleaned up, but just enjoy your life. Because that's all you have. Let me play this track by Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing. And I love that track. It was just playing in my head the other day, and I said, I got to play that. So let me get to my main man, and then when we come back, I want you to think about being proof positive, because that's the most important thing in the world.
Indeed, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I mean, Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, Todo Davian, Chevere.
Listen up, James Chevere.
Chevere.
James
Chevere. Is that right, Mama? Yes, I got my shaking room on the little thing.
Everybody's got a thing.
is fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
When I get a chance, I am going to San Antonio, Texas. I'm going to see the Alamo. That's on my bucket list. And I am going to go there and stand where Davy Crockett and all of them were. And just think about that, man. Being in the old Adobe Church. Man, I know my priest will say, I know you're not going to a church. I say, man, that's an Adobe church. It's like in Santa Ana, Santa, someplace in Texas. Actually, it's in San Antonio. I'd stop acting crazy so people think I do know something. But you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am having a ball, man. This is 347-633-9376. I was eating some chocolate peanuts while they were playing Stevie Wonder. And I got chocolate all over my fingers, man. I'm getting it all over my keyboards. And that's just darn ridiculous because I'm going to have to clean it up. It's a Friday, and we are talking about the term proof positive. And again, I want you to think about where you are in life. And there's no better place to be than on a Friday listening to the great, the one and only, Don S. McClure on The Don S. McClure Show. I got to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we're going to talk more about that term, proof positive. I want you to write that down, because no more sad stories. I'm telling you, there's some great people out there, some great sweetie beaties out there, some great bunky bunkies and donkey dockies or whatever the heck. Hey, did you ever see the Oompa Loompas? I'm telling you, I like them. Oompa Loompa. Let me play this quick PSA so I can talk about PSAs and communities helping people.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I've brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet, or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Oh, and I really, really like my PSA. Matter of fact, we have one of our own, and we're working on that right now. The more literate you are, the more the world will open up to your mind. Being literate provides a greater knowledge of a wide body of subjects, as well as providing an acquaintance with the fundamentals of a particular field of knowledge. Gaining a familiarity with a certain language and literature will take you on an exploration far beyond your wildest dreams and aspirations. Don't misinterpret the words diversity and literacy. They have far more value than you think. That was by Don S. McClure. Oh, man, I like that. That was just really cool. And that's one of the diversity things we're working on right now, getting all this stuff together. But it's such a good thing to know. Proof positive. I have been on the air 4 years. Well, it'll be 4 years, June 22nd. So it's 3 years and so many other months. But guess, check it out. I mean, I've stayed at it, gone at it, cried over it, started to throw it away. I said, forget this radio stuff. But it's proof positive that something's happening for you. There's a lot in the atmosphere. And so you got to kind of believe in that. You kind of have to believe in yourself. You truly are what you want to be, whether it's an artist, author, photographer, creator, leader, or explorer and adventurer. The results that will be yielded to you will be proof positive. No one will be able to dispute the facts. You are what you desire to be. You know, when I write these things, I'm always in this positive mode. And I was watching television the other day, and there's another group out there talking about the same things, being positive. And they want women to start thinking about how good they are and how great they are and forget all the other nonsense and just to be positive. And some of them were telling stories about they had been in bad relationships or just had low self-esteem, but they were coming back and they were listening to these stories and actually applying it to themselves, becoming stronger. I was talking to a young lady the other day that just had a baby not too long ago, and she actually told me she's never been out of Chicago, Illinois, never. Say her mother was on general assistance and she doesn't believe she's going to do too much better. And I told her, you know what, pick your head up and you just conquer the world if that's what you want. I think the more encouragement that we offer people, the more they think about doing great things. So everybody needs encouragement, no matter who it is. Everybody needs to be told sometimes that they can be all that they can be. There's some great people out there that just, they want to see you make it. The whole world's not bad. So I want you to think about that and think about just like that PSA I just played. Helping people and changing lives. She said, and just listen to the words in there. You know, maybe you're not able to pay your rent, or maybe you're not able to get all the money you need for your projects or something. But there's people out there that will say, well, I'll do as much as I can, or I'll try to help you succeed in life. That's the ones you want to concentrate on. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only. The number's 347 633 9376, that's the number you can listen in to the show, or you can dial on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And actually, you won't dial it. You can key it in with your keyboard or your pad or whatever the heck you got, your desktop. But the thing is, you can get my show every Friday, and I have a lot of listeners on the East Coast, so I want to send a shout-out to them. I mean, it's really growing, and I really appreciate all the support and all the love and all the care and all the fans, because without them, I couldn't do a show. So tomorrow we'll be at the Hammond Library from 12 o'clock till 3, even though I got to be there at 10:30 to set up. That's kind of early for me. But I'm going to be there tomorrow, looking forward to meeting a lot of great people, doing a lot of great things, and just keeping my dream alive. So that's important. And thanks to everybody that helps me keep that dream alive. So I want you to get that book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And that's a great new book with a lot of the photographs that I've actually personally taken. So you know that's a good thing. I'm going to play this track by Jagged Edge called Make It Clear. And so you just got to make it clear sometimes, because proof positive is, hey, you're not making it clear. So I want you to make it clear by Jagged Edge. It's 7:47. Let me get this track in. a bottle. Man, I like that. He said he's going to make you quibble. I'm going to make you shiver. Oh, man, that's a bad guy there. He said, make it clear. Okay, I guess he made it clear. I guess he likes her. I guess. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. He says, make it clear. So, again, that's proof positive that he's going to make it clear. Oh, man. This has been the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only. The one and only that can only talk to God the way I talk to him. He's like, Don, I got something for you. I got you. I'd be like, man, get out of here. And my sister say, Don, you're going to get struck by lightning. I said, I don't believe it. Ooh, oh, wait a minute. Can you imagine driving down the street and your car gets struck by lightning? Man, I'll be in tears. I'll be hurt. And then God said, I told you I wouldn't play it. Hey, did you know I got a chance to watch the movie Doctor Who last night with the dialects? Oh, man, and it was so cool to see dialects rolling around, and they were, like, talking in dialect language. We're going to get you, Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who. I liked it. I like the dialects. They got these long little mechanical arms and stuff. Me and my oldest son used to watch Doctor Who and the dialects. So that's something else, man. You got to think about all the great stuff that you've had a chance to do with your children. You had a chance to do with your loved ones. You had a chance to do with your relatives. That's proof positive that you got a lot to think about. So again, no more tears, throw them away, and just have a good time, man. I mean, that's what life's all about. So again, we're talking about proof positive. When you reach your desired goals in your life, no matter if it is your dream, your career, whether it's being in love, business, or any kind or anything of your true desires, you will have reached the state of proof positive, and no one should be able to convince you that your desires are not real in your eyes or the eyes of the world. So again, forget all that other junk and stop talking about you gonna and wanna and shoulda. Just do it. Just keep working at it. And that's the thing about being proof positive. You know, when you open your eyes in the morning, you say, you know what, I'm still here, still got another shot at it. So I'm going to keep working at it. And that's what I want everybody to do. You're listening to my show. You can go get my books at www.dsmpublications.net. And you can make a donation to the literacy campaign, or you can just get a book. And for every book that I sell for the Book of Inspiration, I'm going to donate a book to a women's organization, a women's charity, or a homeless shelter, or a women's abuse center. So, again, we can all give something back. And it doesn't matter how many times we give, just keep giving, because it's all going to come back to you. So, I think we all got a great life ahead of us. It is now 7:54. I've got a track that I got to play. But again, I'm enjoying my show on a Friday. I mean, I feel so hopped up. I'm going out tonight. I'm telling you, before this book signing tomorrow, I'm going to shake my tutu. And I'll probably sing a couple of my own songs. You know, have you seen this new show, Celebrity Lip Sync? That's a crazy show. Oh, man. And I've seen The Rock on there and some other people. So you got to check that out. But don't forget to check out your TV guide and check out Texas Rising. I think you'll really like that. It's really a good program. I mean, I really like that show. I'm going to play a track by Deborah Cox called What a Difference a Day Makes. We're going to slow the pace down for a minute because I want you to think about what a difference a day makes. It does make a difference. Man. A day made Bunky song. Man, I like that. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. Man, oh, that's the kind of music, man. You put on that black tux and she have on that short black skirt and y'all be dancing in the president's room or wherever the heck you had the ballroom. And you just do, 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 do. I like that all there. That just has tears in my eyes. That was a really sweet song. That's Deborah Cox. You know the thing about life. That's too many peanuts I've been eating. I know that with the chocolate. But the thing about life is try to concentrate on the good things that you have. Because like I say, you're already doing it. You already proved that you're in it. You already proved you're in it to win it. So just enjoy your life. And don't get so frustrated because like Dr. Oz says, stress will kill you. And I don't want anything to happen to you. So, again, proof positive is that you've come a long way. You know, it's amazing. Excuse me. My brother worked for a hospital 55 years. That's proof positive that he really liked his job and that he really went to work. So, you got to think about that. That's a long darn time. They have the same job since high school and keep working it till you retire. Some people don't stay in anything that long. So when you think about how long you've been doing something and you see the fruits of your labor, that's called proof positive. So I want you to think about that because that's what we talk a lot about, being proof positive. I got to play this quick PSA for parents, and I'm seeing the billboards all over the place. I mean, I saw one today. I'm going to take a picture of it, too, and put it on my board, but they're always saying a lot of good things about, you know, parenting and adopting a child. So they want you to think about being a good parent, and they're saying in the PSA, You don't have to be a perfect parent to be a good parent.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wow. And it is 802, and that's Adopt a Kid. And I'm telling you, I see those billboards everywhere. So people are out there adopting kids when they can't have any, or they just want a child. So I think there's a lot of good people out there. I really do. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and my buttons are not sticking this week. And I am so happy about that, because that just drives me crazy. I got to play a track by a young lady named Kiki Wyatt, because we're talking about proof positive. And she went to her mom and asked her mom, why was she so crazy about this guy? And her mom said, "Honey, because that's just the way it is, because you like the guy." So she was riding in her daddy's pickup truck. And she told her daddy, "I really like this guy. Man." So let's get a little Kiki Wyatt in. And that's proof positive, because she really knows that she really, really is wild about him.
I'm lying in the back of my daddy's old pickup truck, looking up in the sky at the stars. All I see is you. Yeah.
Bye.
wanting you like me.
Woo, now think about that. She say her mama told her, you can't blame a man for wanting you like this. I like that Kiki Wyatt, man. That's a bad mama jamma. They don't even say that anymore. Oh, man, I like that. Her mama said, it's like a bottle of wine. Gets better with time. That's proof positive. That's real proof positive right there. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. And the number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial in to listen to the show. And I'm telling you, I am enjoying myself, man. I like that Kiki Wyatt. You know, the thing about playing tracks is you find a lot of stuff that you just like and you stick it in there and play it. And I just got an email in from my priest talking about, yeah, you need to hurry up, go to the Alamo. I tell him, he's crazy as heck, man. You know what? And a lot of people inspire me. So I use them as the characters in my books. And that's a great thing. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Dawn Joseph called Breathe. And it's proof positive that she's crazy about this guy. And I already played the Jagged Edge guys. They're crazy about the girl. So I do a equal opportunity of sharing love, love, love all over the world. Oh, man, let me play this track by Dawn Joseph.
Bye.
know, you got to think about that. Kiki was riding in a truck, and now Dawn says she riding in a car, thinking about, I wonder where my man is. Oh, man, that's something else. But they driving. They driving around. Oh, I like that track. I really, really do. That's a good thing. Driving around, love your man, not your man. I know how to pronounce it, but your mind. Your mind, man. I really did like that, man. That's something else. We're talking about the term proof positive, and I want you to write that down. And in the back of the book of inspiration, I've created 30 note pages because I want you to write down something every day about your life. And you can keep it as your diary, you keep it private, whatever you want to do. But I think it's always best if you start writing that down in 30 days. And it doesn't have to be 30 consecutive days. It could actually be 10 days in one month, maybe 10 days in another month. But I want you to write down where you think you've gone with your life and some of the things that you think you haven't achieved. So you can come back and look at those things and measure it out. So even if you do it every 60 days, you decide on what you want to do, but it's a section in the book that talks about your daily life and how you see it. So for the days you don't feel like doing it, just don't do it. But I thought it was a great idea to have a book that after you get through reading it and digesting it and go back to some things, maybe you just want to write some personal notes down, just come back for observation. That'll be a good thing. It is 8:15. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Donis McClure. You know what? Because I am the best. I'm the best in the world, and I'm just growing. So you know what I think I'm going to play? A track that was dedicated to me by Tina Turner. She actually wrote me a note and told me this was for me. I don't know why I'm telling that story on the Internet, on the radio. But I like this track, Simply the Best. I want you to think about that because you are simply the best. And I know you are. I know you're the best. So for Miss Avalon Harris and everybody out there, I want you to think about being simply the best because you are. How about that? So the next time you run into a situation with anybody, you tell them, you know what? Don McClure said, I'm simply the best. And this is to my best friend in the whole wide world, Anthony Tony Stevens. He's a great artist. And he's simply okay, kind of good. No, he's simply the best.
Thank you.
Man, can you believe that song was made for me? Don, you're simply the best. You're better than anyone. Oh, man. I was upstairs dancing my fool head off. I almost forgot that the track was on. I had to run downstairs. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 29th, and I am having a ball, and I am simply the best, the one and only Don S. McClure. I like even saying that. That just does something for my heebie-jeebies. Heebie-jeebies. Oh, man. My sister even said, Don, where do you get that stuff from? I don't know. So I want to send an extra shout-out to JB Spirit, who I could not do my show without, and to the Blog Talk Radio customer service team. They are really in my corner. I'm going to play this track by Deborah Cox, Who Do You Love? Or Who Do You Love? I think that's the track. I have to look at my glasses need to be clean. Man, I am looking forward to tomorrow, too. I'm going to be at a book signing in Hammond, Indiana from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I'm going to try to sell as many books as I can. But man, I am looking forward to that. Let me play this track by Deborah Cox as I'm enjoying it. Woo!
Day.
like that track. They say, well, who the heck do you love then? I be good to you, baby. I think that's love to do. Man, who do you love? I like that track. Listen, it's time for me to almost get out of here. I'm going to play the last track, Strong as Glass by Jill Pell. And I like her. And I was playing it in the library yesterday. And some people were actually looking. You know, I was in this glass booth. And people, actually, I had the door cracked. And people were standing there listening to me record my music. And I said, what the heck do you want? No, I didn't say that. I was really nice. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. This is the last song for tonight. 347-633-9376. You can listen to the show next Friday, and we will be in the month of June. And I'm telling you, on Father's Day, I don't want no shirts. I don't want no ties. I don't want no cologne. I want some real gift of wrinkles, some gift of wrinkles, whatever the heck that means. But I bet not open up my mailbox and find one shirt, tie, or some darn underwear. I don't want that. Do something different for Father's Day this year. Let me play this track by Geo Pell, and I like that, Strong as Glass.
I know I'm strong, I'll brave a storm. I know I can take a few hits. You ain't gotta worry about this. Stay in my soul, take care of my home. Always got my own. So be gentle with me, cause I'm human, baby, and I pray. You know I'm nice, not fake. Get to the next time, baby, that you say.
like that, man. Listen, I'm going to play this last track. I got to go. I hit the extension button. And my producer say, Don, why you always hit the extension button? I said, I don't know, because I felt like being a... Listen, enjoy life. That's all you have. I'm going to play Janet Jackson, If, because I'm telling you, I'm going out tonight and shake my boo-boo, my tutu, my cuckoo, whatever the heck it is. I'm having some fun tonight before this book signing tomorrow. Go to my website, get that new book. I need your support so I can go ahead and just conquer the world. Again, have a great weekend, great night, and I'm going to play Janet, If. That's my truly, truly last song, and I like that. So I'm going to be riding in my car playing that also. Tonight, it's going to be my night. Hey, enjoy life. Be careful out there, because that's all you have. Good night.
Bye.
And I can't. And good night, because I... good night, everybody.